with her sunny smile. Muriel was so happy to be out at market. A year had passed since we'd both been taken by the berserkers, and this was the first time we'd been allowed a trip away from the warrior's remote home. Even though she'd found her place in the pack with her new mates, Muriel had missed civilization. "Such vivid colour!" Muriel praised the stallman, who gripped the edge of his table as if it was the only thing keeping him from falling to his knees. "How do you do it?" "'Tis a secret recipe, made with spices from the east and herbs from this very island." "Fascinating," Muriel said, "and so beautiful, Fleur, with your light hair." Even though Muriel and I were twins, she had dark hair like our eldest sister Brenna, while mine was mostly hay-coloured like our sister Sabine. "We'll take this for you, and the purple for me," she pointed, but when the vendor moved close enough to hand her the spool, Muriel's mate let out a growl. The vendor dropped his offering onto the table with a clunk. "Forgive me, my lord," he said in a shaking tone. "It's all right." Muriel took up the spool and measured out how much she wanted herself. "My husband is protective." Flinching at the clink of the warrior's weapons, the owner of the stall named his price. We left the vendor, a cowed but richer man, and walked to another stall roasting large hunks of meat. Muriel skipped along, her fingers threaded with her mate's huge ones. She chattered as if he weren't glaring at every man who unwisely gazed too long at her soft beauty. I stayed quiet, watching the grey man out of the corner of my eye. He'd moved around the field so he could keep me in his sight, but hadn't come any closer. With the warriors surrounding me, I was safe, but my stomach twisted with a sense of foreboding. The grey men hadn't dogged my steps since the berserkers took me and Muriel. Before then, when my sisters and I lived alone in a hut on the edge of a small village, I'd see their ghostly forms all the time. I hid from them the best I could, but their mere presence seemed to leave me sick and drained. "Muriel," I whispered when our three guards were distracted, "do you see that man?" "Where?" She kept her voice down. "There, on the edge of the field. He's looking at us." Muriel glanced back. "Beyond the butcher's stall?" "Yes, at the edge of the animal pen." The cattle had all drifted to the far corner, away from the grey man. None of the villagers went near him either. I described the strange watcher and Muriel frowned. "I see an old man leaning on the fence and the cows in the pen, but no one with grey skin like you described." The grey man was leaning on the fence. He straightened when he saw me glance back at him. "Look away," I hissed. "Fleur, who is it?" "I don't know." I closed my eyes as Muriel set a hand to my forehead. "No fever," she said. "Are you sure you saw such a creature?" "Yes, never mind." Drawing my sister's attention to him would only put her in danger. Better for me to face my horrible vision alone. I picked at the food our guards brought, unable to eat. Muriel went back to chatting with her mate, giving me worried looks from time to time. When I was young, I'd asked my mother and adults around me about the disturbing things I saw, and quickly learned that they weren't real. Now, I only asked Muriel and swore her to secrecy. My